Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 7th. County commissioners on Monday scheduled public hearings for two new planned unit developments. On Dothan Road, 190 extra homes are planned for a project that's already under construction. Near Tabor City, 1,120 new homes are proposed for an area on Peacock Road. Now, the public hearings will be held at the regular commissioners' meeting on August 28th. The commissioners also recognized local Dixie youth baseball and softball teams that dominated state and national championships last week. Officials are monitoring several potential storm systems right now in the Atlantic Basin. After all, it's coming up on the peak of hurricane season. Now, Tropical Storm Dexter is nothing to worry about. It's going to upset some fish in the North Atlantic, but it's gone far away from us. However, a weak coastal low could bring torrential rains to the area later this weekend. There's also a tropical system developing in the mid-Atlantic that bears watching. And there's another wave coming off of Africa, but it's far too early to be figuring out what those things are going to do. Just make sure that your emergency kits are put together and follow meteorologist Christopher Cawley from ColumbusCountyNews.com. He's keeping an eye on the tropics as well as all your usual local weather conditions. The Tabor City area man who was found dead in a pond near his home in February was shot once in the back of the head, according to the autopsy report. Irvin Hakeem Johnson was reported missing on February 15th. His body was found on February 19th. A relative discovered the body a short distance from the family home. The death has been ruled a homicide. The State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. Old Town Florist and Chapman was completely destroyed in a fire Tuesday morning. The County Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said the blaze started when a lithium-ion battery overheated and, quote, ran away. Fire crews and apparatus from at least nine departments responded to assist Chapman and Klondike firefighters. Vice and narcotics agents arrested two suspects in the latest drug and prostitution sting at Quality Inn in Wyville. Tanya Ann Russell, age 52, of Little River, was charged with soliciting prostitution and possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver methamphetamines. Matthew Seth Yarborough, age 41, of Conway, was held under $75,000 secured bond. He was charged with trafficking in opiates and maintaining a vehicle for drug activities. Remember, detectives arrested two females and a male in an operation at the motel earlier this month. Warrants have been issued for a Chapman man accused of abusing an 11-month-old baby. Wayne Kienzel is on the run from law enforcement, but the child's mother, Hallie Cantor, age 31, has been charged with a single count of felony negligent child abuse, resulting in serious injury. We have much more on this story on our website. The Columbus County Health Department is going to host a back-to-school celebration Friday from 1 until 4. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Wyville. The Museum of Natural Sciences is hosting a program on dragonflies Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, after that presentation, you can stay for an activity and learn about a different kind of flying insect, the moth. Both events are free. And don't forget the mud event is coming up August 16th. That's going to be a ball. A tremendous amount of fun out there. The museum can be found at 415 South Madison Street in Wyville. Call 910-788-5100 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.